Welcome to the doghouse. We will get into the Supercross yawner in a few minutes. But one of the things I want to talk about tonight is why the most coveted rider for MotoGP is actually not even in MotoGP right now. And he may be challenging for the Moto2 championship this season. So we'll talk about that.
I want to talk a little bit about Ken's theory of conspiracy about Jet Lawrence coming back.
Yep.
I think this week proved that you're probably not right.
You think so? Really? The points got spread around even more this week.
But the points leader is now Hunter.
Yeah.
And I can't see them.
Is he going to pop his
matter.
Brother?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The objective is to keep him from having the minimum amount of distance between him
you
and the championship.
You think they're going to let Jet come in and steal it out from under?
Oh, I'll tell you right
anybody
now.
Anybody else, Jet. I agree with you.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yes, because they love talking about Jet. Have you not noticed that? They love to talk about
Jet.
Jet and Roczen.
Are those two dating? Because they say their name. They're like, when Jet and Kickstart Kenny were doing this, when Jet and Kickstart Kenny were doing that, they might be living together. I don't know.
Yep.
Putting it out there.
Yep. Well, because both of them were born outside the country, right? Jet in Australia and Roczen in Germany.
I don't think they'll bone over Hunter that way.
I don't think they care. They just want to fawn over Jet more.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, Hunter he's a talented rider and all that, but he ain't his brother. And so they're not gonna do anything to promote Hunter. You know, they're just falling all over Jet, and that's what they're going to do. And I don't think we're going to have anything to look forward until he's racing, you know, against Deegan and the two of them, you know, going to deathmatch. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to, you know.
I hope they let him put, like, spikes on, like the old death race.
Yeah, that's what they ought to do.
Rollerball.
I can't even imagine how frustrating it is for the remainder of the field, you know. And that's just – I just look at that, and it's kind of like – we're just going through the emotions here, right?
No, I think unless Jet comes back, your top five players, Lawrence, Roczen, Tomac, Webb, and Sexton, any one of those could end up winning the championship.
That's the point. That's the whole point.
Spread the points around. I think that makes it fun.
That's damping down the point so Jet can come back in and win out, do a D in the second half of the season. And he will win the championship based on that, because there's nobody with an notable lead right now.
Right.
Right.
Restate my statement. I don't think Roczen is in the contention for the championship because every year he fades in the second half of the season.
Yeah. Well, who is in the run? Who right now, as things stand right now, who is Hunter?
From my perspective, Hunter, Tomac, and Webb. Sexton's kind of on the outside, but he is a possibility.
I mean, if you look back on the season so far, you wouldn't include Webb in that, right?
This looks exactly like a Webb championship season.
Yes,
second, 100%. Third, fourth, fifth. Second, third, fourth, fifth.
Well, we'll
this
see.
This is how Webb wins. This is the
we'll
Webb
see.
Wagon.
We'll see. You know what everybody's saying right now at NBC?
No one called Webb's name at this time last year.
Yeah, we'll see.
And he ended up winning.
I think we talked about Webb early in the season last year.
We did.
Because we thought it was his last year. We thought it was his last year, right?
Just called us nobodies.
Yes, I know.
But here's what I'm going to say is, Webb, it is dangerous to have Webb floating around the points lead at any point in the season.
Yeah. Who above him? Hunter, Ken, or Eli is Webb's worry with.
Well, you know something.
You
know something. If I'm totally wrong, you guys can give it to me at the end of the season. I'll have earned it. Okay,
I'll give it to you.
But
right
if I'm
now,
right,
take that.
But if I'm right, and I've been telling you this all season long, if I'm right, you guys are going to get a nonstop. You know.
All right. Let me ask a question.
Me. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Ask me a question.
There are five guys in Florida.
There is actually in Cocoa Beach.
All right, we got a bet.
Okay, cool.
Plain and simple. I've been in Florida twice a year for life now.
Cool.
We got us. Cool.
I'm completely okay with that. You're more than welcome to buy me a Five Guys burger and fries. Down here in Florida, it only costs like $35.
That's all right. It's all right. I'll drive all the way down.
Is there any? Is there any Five Guys left up your way?
Yeah, there's a Five Guys in town. I haven't been to it in years.
You need to go check. Check it out. It's like doubled in price in there.
No, I know. I went
right, a couple last weeks ago. We went there a few days before we left that area.
Mm-hmm.
Two of us, two hamburgers, two fries, two drinks, almost just a little under $50.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Three kids and three adults meals, and it was $90.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane.
And one of the adults.
It's insane. And they wonder why they're disappearing from all over the place, right? Well,
it's cheaper to go get a hamburger from a real restaurant.
Exactly. Yeah. It is. Yep. Yep. Anyway, so we're getting completely off course.
The bet's on.
Yeah.
I think you're right. They should just give Deegan the trophy and let him move on.
Yes. Yes, they should. They should just do that. Because to me, it's like a humiliating experience. The only thing they got going for them is they're holding their breath for the East, right? And so they're hoping that, you know, we'll get our minds off of Deegan. But I'm not surprised. I'm not sure Deegan won't win the East as well.
I mean, they probably should just let him get run.
Yeah, just let him go. Let him work off that energy, right?
Yeah, just be like, we're going to try and tucker him out.
Yeah, exactly. It's their only hope.
But in That's some ways, I think he's one of those people. He gets racing, and I think he gets madder, and he gets more energy. He's like
he gets that from his old man. He gets that from his old man. His old man was like that. He was just a bitter, nasty kid growing up, and when he was in the X Games and everything. His father's just like that. And I think, you know, you get raised by somebody who's a bitter prick, you kind of become one, right?
Well, I can't figure out if it's that or if all the other riders in the, don't call my mom that, if all the other riders in the field are always like before the race, hey man, can you introduce me to your sister? And he's like, ah!
Yeah, right.
I think they're just fueling the anger. I'd be like, if I was him, I'd be like, man, your sister can't drive and make him happy, right? Like, get him. I don't know.
I can't remember the last time the 450s, the points were being, you know, this evenly distributed amongst the top six,
probably
five, six riders.
5 years ago?
Yeah, about 5 years ago, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Maybe even Jason Anderson's championship.
Well, yeah.
6 years ago.
That'd be good. Yeah, that one's a good example.
Because that came out right at the end.
Yeah,
because he pulled it off right at the end.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm telling you, I've been feeling this more and more all the time, and I'm telling you, I can smell the fix is in. I'm telling you, the fix is in.
I will say, I think the two favorites in my mind for the championship are probably Jet Lawrence and Cooper Webb. Jet Lawrence and Cooper Webb.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that point, but I think he's going to come back and just be unbeatable. I just have that feeling.
I agree,
and I think it's all part of the script. All part of the script.
It all depends when he comes back is if he's going to be able to catch Cooper Webb. Because Cooper Webb isn't going to
as it stands right now, absolutely. Right. So we'll see how much longer it is before Jet comes back. I haven't heard any rumors of when he's coming back.
I haven't either. That's what's surprising.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying on the broadcast, like, oh, and in 2 weeks he'll be back.
No,
they're not even billing it out.
Yeah. So, and I haven't heard anything about how he's doing. So we'll see. Who knows? He doesn't come back. That kind of kills my theory. And then we'd have no clue who's going to end up
Cooper Webb, Web Wagon.
I think I got to go
dust off my Web Wagon shirt.
At this point, it's really either going to be Tomac or Cooper Webb, one or the other. That's really,
I don't see Lawrence.
I don't see Roxton.
I don't think. What did Tomac have to make a big comeback to finish in 12th in this weekend? Yeah,
yeah.
There's too much.
There's too much talent. If you get stuck in the back, you have to go through too many good riders to get back to the front.
He has terminal inconsistency. So I can't pick Tomac anymore because it's like number one, he's got enough curses on his side. He doesn't need more, but he just is too inconsistent. He's too inconsistent, right? And in a season of inconsistency.
Is that here playing? Glory Days.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Glory Days have been playing for him for a while. Yeah. So. But anyway, right. Okay, so let's get off Supercross, which is already not worth the time we put into it. So there were some interesting articles that I came across this week that I thought was kind of fascinating. And I mean, and they weren't just, you know, speculation. They were ones that were based on interviews that had been done with different, you know, team members of the different teams. And apparently Dorna wants to hide what's going on with all the silly season news. They're upset that all this talk is talking about, you know, we talked about it a lot on the show last week. Pedro Acosta going to Ducati, if that gets inked, you know, it's just that, you know, and the talk about Quartararo and where he's going to go. And this week, the big talk was, Jorge Martin, because his contract runs out at the end of the season. He fulfilled those 2 years that he was trying to get out of before. There's only one. This is the thing is, I don't remember this happening before. There is only one person with an inked 2027 contract right now that wasn't a carryover, right, from prior seasons, right? And that's Johann Zarco. Marquez hasn't signed his contract yet. They're still in the negotiations for the dollar amounts and things like that. Acosta hasn't signed a Ducati contract for 2027 yet.
I thought that happened today. No?
If it happened today, I didn't catch it. Where did you see it?
It popped up on my phone earlier today, but I didn't.
That Acosta signed a contract?
That it was official. But that
I think that's like the Marquez announcement, right? Marquez has not signed a contract yet. So he's not under contract yet with Ducati for
2020. No, well, you know it's going to happen, though. I mean, that's
well, that'll all depend on a lot of different things, right? Like the dollars that are associated with it. I'm sure that's the only thing that's left right now is the negotiation on the dollar amount. So we'll see. But anyway, so I opened the show up by saying, you know, that the most prized rider is not actually in MotoGP right now. He's actually in Moto2. And the article is really interesting. Ducati had, with the assumption that they get Marquez, right, that they close the deal on Marquez, was with three riders that were their primary targets they want to get for their stable for the years to come. One of them may be good, Acosta, right? That contract ends up getting signed. The other one is already secured on a factory on a satellite team. That's Aldeguer. And the third, which is the big wild card, is David Alonso, who they think is currently the most valuable prospect in Moto2 or Moto3.
That's a little bit of a leap of faith, in my opinion.
It's not a leap of faith. He's a Moto3 champion. He won the Moto3 championship 2 years ago.
A lot of Moto3 champions have never panned out in Moto2.
Yeah, but he's shown.
We'll start with a herd of binders.
Yes, but David Alonso has shown. He's shown a lot of promise, enough so that Ducati says they want this guy because they think he's going to be star to follow, like Acosta now, who was the young guy before. Now you've got a newer, younger group, right? So Aldeguer's a little younger than Pedro Acosta, and David Alonso is even younger than Aldeguer. So you kind of got this lineup, right, that you want. That's what their goal was. Their goal was to get those three under contract.
How much of this is classic misdirection?
I can't tell you that. I can only tell you came out of interviews with Ducati people.
Yeah, I'm just including
the team manager and some other people. But that's probably because they're deep into negotiations already. Best time to get Alonso is before he has any 2026 performance, because that'll push his price up, right? Lock him in if you can now before the season starts for 2027. You're going to get him for way cheaper than you would have got him otherwise. He's not going to go to a factory team, right? So he's going to be on one of the support teams, which means either VR46, which is now running the new 2026 bikes for both riders, and Gresini, which has got one on the 2026 and one on the 2025. So, you know, that's where he's going to end up. That's where David Alonso is going to end up, replacing somebody on either Gresini and a lot of the rumors this week are, where is Alex Marquez going to go now that there's not going to be a seat for him for sure at the factory Ducati? Will he re-up with Gresini, or will he move on where the money is? And he's actually been linked with some of the discussions at Honda. So a lot of interesting stuff. And so Dorna is trying to put a stop to it. They're telling the teams, you cannot have any discussions about what?
I don't know why Dorna is concerned about it. I figured that keeps them in the news. They should be happy.
I think Dorna's take on it is that they don't want the talk about 2027 to you know, steamroll over 2026, right? They're trying to sell 2026 sponsorships and other things, right? Merchandising deals and stuff like that. So they don't want to talk about what team somebody else is going to be on in 2027, thinking that's going to take away from...
That's the way people are wired.
Well, but yeah, but Dorna can squish it. They did it. They've done it before. So they can definitely, but that's what they want to do. Dorna wants to stop it probably because they want the focus on 2026. So that's my guess. So how successful they are, doesn't matter. There's going to be rumors. There's going to be leaks. You know, it's but apparently, you know, because if Acosta happens and Aldeguer's already secured, if they get David Alonso, then Ducati's got what they want. But if it's misdirection, who would they be going for otherwise? Those are kind of like the top candidates that are out there.
I mean,
there.
I could definitely see be like, yeah, we want David Alonso, and Honda like, we're going to take David Alonso, and then be like, ha, 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 we didn't really want him. Good luck with your 2-year contract for $50 million a year. You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you
I
mean,
would do though. That. I'd be like,
and it's not like it hasn't happened before.
We're going to try and sign Joe Roberts. We think he's the best prospect out there. Honda jump in like, here's big money, Joe Roberts, and then sign him, and then be like, yeah, we didn't really want him anyways. Especially with the new rule where you can't flip teams in the middle of a contract. Right? Yes. I mean, that is just screaming out, set people up.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're trapped, but you know, you can negotiate a contract that gives you an out, like Jorge Martin did. It's just that
I'm just saying, classic misdirection, right?
Well, we'll see. That's why your middle name is, you know,
Conspiracy Theory
Phil. I mean, that's what, you know.
I mean, I'm not even gonna get into anything else. I would say
I read the justification behind it and I said, you know, that actually makes a whole lot of sense. Right. If you really respect this guy's riding skills, and you haven't seen anything last season in Moto 2 that dissuades you from that, he would be a prime target.
Sure. Why not? I just don't think that, you know, putting anything on the Moto 3 guy, unless they're jumping him straight to MotoGP,
why don't you go back and take a look at his performance in 2025 in Moto 2, David Alonso?
Okay, I
don't think we even talked about him that year.
I don't remember. We talked about him a little bit.
We did, yeah.
But I don't remember him being like, oh my God, I think he...
Oh, no, he wasn't. He wasn't, but he wasn't like a perpetual back of the pack kind of guy either.
Yeah, but yeah. He wasn't fighting for...
He wasn't as good as Canet.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. What do you mean?
Canet hands of cement.
Canet
finished in 51st place.
No.
Well, he got the honorary 51st place because you picked him so much.
That is true. That was my fault.
You did that. You sunk his career. Congratulations, Phil.
I probably did. I'm not going to say I did.
Yes, yes.
But David Alonso finished ninth.
In the championship. Yeah.
In the championship.
Yes.
And who was in front of him?
Vietti, who I don't even take as a serious contender, Dixon, Canet, Hands of Cement, Baltus, Gonzalez, and Morea. I'm just saying, who's left?
You got to look at who's left in the field. Right?
He has a better chance of moving up than having to finish on the podium this year because all the rest of the guys left.
They're not all of them, but
most of them.
Well, I could see
Lopez. Not Gonzalez. Gonzalez higher. Is trapped there in Moto 2.
Right. Baltus is still there.
Yes. Jeanette
and Dixon are still there.
Yeah.
Arenas is still there.
No, Dixon's not there. Dixon went to World Superbike.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Agius, who I think is more talented, right?
Well, Phil, okay, our opinion Lopez. About who's more talented is meaningless, right?
No, no. Right. Now you're just ruining the entire premise of the show. We are not meaningless.
The entire premise of this show is that the entire premise of the show is we have no effing clue what we're talking about.
We do. You can't say that live.
No, we have to prove it. We prove it all the time. We've earned our position.
We have earned our position.
Yes. All right. I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll see. You want to go for another burger? If we keep going so five guys, that'll break me.
Wait, am I getting out the book of no accountability for you saying Alonso is going to be the Moto 2 champ? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Put it in there.
Oh, the book is out.
Get it out. Put it in there. There is
no
risk.
He might get a couple podiums, but he is not going to win the championship.
Phil, there is no risk to putting something in the book of no accountability.
There's a risk of being right.
Yeah, and then it's worth nothing, right?
It's worth nothing.
Yes.
This is the first entry of the year, right?
It is. It is.
Yeah. Well, the season's about to start.
David.
Alonso.
Alonso.
Yeah.
2026 Moto 2 champ.
Yes.
It's in there. It is. Good. It's in there.
Good. I get the first entry in the book of no accountability
for this year.
Yep.
That's it. And it's baldly.
It's it. Well, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. Who else are you going to pick? I don't think there's much chance of Canet.
No.
And Gonzalez, he sets himself up to lose. He sets himself up.
He finished second overall.
Yeah. He sets himself up. You know what that's good for? It's called first loser. Okay, he sets himself up to lose. He was ahead by 60-some points at midseason and lost.
Yeah, he did throw it away.
Yes, he threw it away.
And he may do it again. But I still think that Hidalgo or Baltus, both are better than...
We'll see. We'll see. Okay, can we put that in the book of no accountability? Warren just said who's better than David Alonso.
Okay, so Warren has Agius and Balto.
Baltus Warren. And Hidalgo.
I don't know who is Hidalgo.
Holgado.
Holgado. Say your syllables, Warren. Say your syllables.
The ho.
It's got to be so hard when English is not your first language.
Yeah. I never claimed English. I claimed Southern as my first language.
Alonso. In 2026. We're just throwing it out here. I'm not sure I want to make this. That is very. I am not sure I want to make a ridiculous.
This is better because then I get to remind Warren all season long. All season long, every race. Oh, how's Alonso doing compared to Holdegago? How's Alonso doing compared to Baltus?
Baltus.
No, Baltus. Because he's
there's
fast.
There's a lot of good racers out there. There's On Q 3-4, right?
We'll see. We'll see. Wow.
But the Jesus on that liquid Molly, and I just don't trust that team.
Yeah, we got a little time other than Ken, we have a little time to put our official picks in yet.
CF Moto Aspar.
Not much. What do you mean lots of time? We don't have
a few weeks.
Two weeks.
Not a lot of time.
Yeah.
No.
That is not a lot of time. All
2 weeks and World Superbike and MotoGP open up the same weekend. Didn't we figure that out, Phil?
Yeah, I believe we did. I have to look to double check, but I think we did.
Yeah.
Any other bold statements or weird news from that?
Okay. I'm trying to think, was there anything else?
I saw Toprak, they're bitching that he's not as fast as he wanted to be. And Mir is warning people, you might regret who you're signing with this early.
Yeah, yeah.
I just was wondering if he was doing that from experience.
Yes, yes. But usually Mir is waving at the other riders as he flies over them. So I'm not sure that his opinion means much.
No.
But yeah, I'm trying to think anybody out there that's to me, this is really a big season for Alex Marquez, and it has to be. You know, it has to be for him, because his future is going to be dictated. Well, he doesn't have to win the championship, but he's got to secure a second behind his brother on the 2026 bike. So
yeah, he does.
I think we all agree.
I think if he doesn't, it's going to make the pick and slim for him in 2027. And I think he'll stay with Bersini. That's my
prediction. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think he's going anywhere in 27.
It gets tough though, because he's getting older, right? And they're going to want to bring in young people. Everybody wants to bring in the young people, hoping they hit.
If he's finishing in the top three,
he'll get good money in offers from other. You know, he's at the point in his career where he needs to make a break to a factory team before it's too late, or he won't get an opportunity. He's very close to that now.
Yeah.
So I could see him going to replace Jorge Martin on Aprilia, because Bezzecchi has proven the bike's fast unless your name ends in Martin, right? I think he would be a good candidate for the seat across from Bezzecchi on Aprilia. Raul Fernandez had a pretty damn good season on a satellite Aprilia last season, so... He needs a teammate. There's going to be a ton of seats available at the end of the season. A ton. I think the top five guys will probably get under contract well before that happens. But I think other than that, there's going to be a real scramble that takes place in the off season this coming season after 2026.
Especially with the new bikes.
Well, that's a real crapshoot, is it? Nobody really knows what it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be interesting.
New bikes, no aero, new tires. Just new tires alone is enough to change.
New tires alone is going to change a lot.
Yeah, it's going to change a lot. Right.
Just change a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. So it's going to, 2027 is going to be kind of a wild card year to figure out how things are going to go. We will see. And in my opinion, when you're talking about the move to the 850cc and all these other changes in there, you know, I think has a distinct advantage over even Ducati is Honda.
Honda. Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yep.
I would agree with that.
Yep. Yep.
And I mean, maybe even Yamaha, because Yamaha's been going slow for years.
Maybe, but Yamaha's having all kinds of problems. You know, they didn't even run the final day of the testing because they had so many problems with the motors.
Yeah. It was mechanical issues left and right.
Yeah. And so they didn't even race the final day, which is, that's stunning because they needed it very badly, you know. And Quartararo was so upset after the second day, he wouldn't even answer press questions afterwards. You know, they have the little press thinger that they do after that. He wouldn't even answer questions in that. He was just furious that the bike was where it was.
Maybe he got his butt kicked so much that you needed to X him in German.
French.
That's what I'm saying. He got his butt kicked so much he had to ask him in German.
Yeah. So I don't know, but the most certain move I think in 2027 is actually Quartararo. If anybody moves to another team, I think the number one move will be Quartararo, and I think that'll happen by midseason, one way or the other. He will be under contract with someone.
I'd like to see Quartararo on the Aprilia.
That's a possibility too.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. So, but I tell you, Ducati's got to get their stuff together because they've pretty much already kicked Bagnaia to the curb. So they need someone in that other seat. So they got to get that contract signed with Acosta.
I think it is signed. I saw.
You think it was signed today, huh?
Yeah. It was according to what I read in the news here. He signed.
Okay.
Because I saw that and I was like, because the exact thought in my head was, I kind of announced that as a done deal last week.
Well, real quick before we run out of time, do you think that helps Ducati in getting ink on paper with Marquez that signed Acosta, or make it more difficult?
I don't know. He might be mad that they're not signing his brother.
Yeah,
maybe
you never know.
Acosta and Alonso in 27.
Yeah. You don't know.
Who knows?
You don't know?
I don't know. Yep. Well, yep. No. Marquez is under contract in 27. Right?
No, he's not. He's not under contract. His current contract runs out at the end of this season.
End of this
year. Yep.
We'll see. Anyways, it's been the Doghouse here on NTN, Spotify, and all those other good places. Get your podcasts. Follow, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you.
Pound that subscribe button.
Pound it.